Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Today's topic is one for the parents. We'll be discussing all about WA's community child health program and how your community child health nurse can support your family. Joining us this morning to give the ins and outs of the Child and Adolescent Community Health Service is Anne-Marie McHugh, Nurse Co-Director of Community Health at the Child and Adolescent Health Centre. Welcome, Anne-Marie, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for this great opportunity to talk about child health services.
Of course, no worries at all. Can you tell us a bit more about your background and role in community health?
Yep, sure. So I'm a registered nurse and midwife, and I've worked in community health for over 20 years in England, Northern Ireland, Australia. And since coming to Australia with my family, I've worked in a variety of community settings and have been here at Child and Adolescent Health Service for over 6 years. And our service, Child and Adolescent Health Service, has 160 community sites across the Perth metro region, from Yanchep down to Peel. And community health includes both nursing and child development services. And my role supports the nursing workforce providing child and school health services to consumers across those regions.
Of course, and the Community Child Health Program provides a range of services. What services are offered and who is eligible for these services?
So all families with young children are eligible, and the services are free. So we provide a range of important free services that support families. With the aim of raising happy, healthy children, we offer health and developmental assessments and screening, immunisation and advice and support. And so all families in WA are offered the 5 Purple Book appointments with their community child health nurse in their local area. They have a school health entry health assessment when their child starts school. They can have phone-based consultations, group sessions on different parenting topics, and extra help, advice, appointments or group sessions if they need it. So a great range of free services close to home for families.
That's amazing. You were mentioning a purple book. I think I remember when I was a kid, I had a little yellow vaccination book or something that was quite similar to that one. So I'm very reminiscent on that. Yeah. So what's unique about community child health nurses? Is there a difference between a child health nurse and a registered nurse?
Yeah, so nurses working in child health are registered nurses, but they've got additional postgrad qualifications in child health and family support. So they're skilled at running groups for parents, skilled in assessment of child development, family support, understand when to refer onwards to GPs, and understand how to talk to parents about adjustment to parenting and how they're feeling about parenting. So an additional skill set in addition to their registered nursing qualification.
Of course. And so for those who are unfamiliar, like myself, who remembers having a little yellow book, what is the purple book?
So the purple book is purple, and it's a free parent held child health record, and it's provided by WA Health to every child at birth, and it's usually at the maternity hospital. And so the book helps parents keep a record of their child's health and development from birth to school entry, in partnership with child health nurses and other health professionals. So, and it's a nice sort of plastic covered book, so it's something that all of us like to hold on to our child health books forever, so it's very easy to hold on to for memories as well.
For sure, I still have my little yellow book.
Yes.
So for all the parents who are encouraged to see the child health nurse for their purple book health checks, why is it recommended that they are encouraged to keep this book and keep it for a long time and all of that?
Well, what we offer in terms of the purple book is the appointments, just to check that everything is going well. We know that the first 1,000 days for children are really important, first 1,000 days of life, and that's between conception and one second birthday. And so it's just such a unique period of opportunity when the foundations of optimal health and growth and neurodevelopment happens. So what we offer in terms of those checks is a 0 to 14 day check, and that's done in the home. And then we offer appointments for 8 weeks and 4 months. And then again at 12 months and 2 years, and then for starting school, and that's usually at kindy, and then in between as required. So the Purple Book allows the parent, the caregiver, to keep a record of where they're up to with those checks, and we really encourage in terms of that early identification of anything, issues that parents are concerned about in relation to their children, that they can come along and have a conversation and an assessment by a skilled child health nurse.
Of course, it's a fantastic little book of documentation. It's something that I think the child will obviously keep until adulthood, as well as I have. I know when I go back to mum's, I have a little look through my book and see which vaccinations and what I've been up to as a little kid, how much I've grown and everything. So it's very, very cute. And how do families with young children get started with a child health nurse?
So what happens is a child's Purple Book is usually provided by WA Health to every child at birth, usually at the maternity hospital. But if you move interstate, for example, or you're new to WA, you can just via the Healthy WA site ring a number and ask for an appointment, or you can register for an appointment online. On the website, there are also opportunities for people that are living in regional WA. So the idea is that no child gets missed. So we're keen to provide a service to every child in terms of this opportunity is available for every child to have a child development assessment.
Perfect. And where can people go for further information about this?
They can go to the Healthy WA site, so that's healthywa.wa.gov.au, and that site will give you details of, the services that I've just talked about. It will also talk about where your local child health centre is. It also lets you know how you can make appointments. So there's good information on that site so that we can engage, and hopefully parents can engage with our services.
Amazing. It's great to know that there's now a little Purple Book for all the parents out there. what I remember as a little yellow book is now a Purple Book. And yes, as Anne-Marie said, you can go onto the website for more information, healthywa.wa.gov.au. Thank you so much for joining us, Anne-Marie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That was Anne-Marie McHugh, Nurse, Co-Director of Community Health, chatting with us all about Child and Adolescent Community Health Service. If you'd like more information on this topic or the Purple Book, make sure to check out the healthywa.wa.gov.au website.